Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 668 and today I am talking about awareness and feeling good. So I came across a post that someone that I follow, Teal Swan, shared, and she often has some really interesting shares that I think is worth looking at. I also think it's worth taking with a grain of salt, as anything, including myself. But either way, this was a great conversation. And she goes on to say, so many people are stuck because they don't actually want awareness. They want to feel good. They just don't understand that awareness is a path that they will have to take in order to genuinely get them there, right? So many people are stuck because they don't actually want awareness. They want to feel good. They just don't understand that awareness is the path that they will have to take in order to genuinely get them there, right? Get them to feeling good. So this is, I think, a really beautiful conversation because more often than not, awareness about particular things brings up stuff within us that is yuck. It's disgusting. It's painful. It's a whole bunch of stuff associated with all of those words. And if we're continually in this positive vibe space, then the difficulty is that we can often look at this as if it's negative, as if this feeling is bad, I don't want to feel it, so therefore we continually pretend like everything's good, fine, okay, or whatever other terminology you want to use. And what we end up doing is actually moving towards awareness. There's a good, I suppose, quote that fits with this because it says, a little bit of consciousness will make you ill, and the only antidote is a lot more consciousness. And when I use the word consciousness, I really am meaning awareness, right? And I think in my experience and working with other people, as we start to become aware of some of the things that maybe we don't like about us, or some truths that we have ignored from our childhood or whatever it may be, and every single one of us has variations of this. Every single one. There isn't a human being that I've met that I'm like, oh, you've got it sorted. Yeah, okay. Sick. It doesn't exist. And that's part of the problem, is that we have to feel good and we're going to arrive sometime. Those two things are fucking lies. We don't have to feel good. That's not the full human experience. And we never arrive. The only thing that's always constantly arriving is the ever-present moment, which is already gone when I said that. Now it's now, and now it's now, and now it's now. And so outside of that, there isn't an arrival, right? And the more that we can become aware of that, the more we get to actually live. And when I say that, it's because we're starting to live consciously and out of choice based upon the things that are important to us as we integrate the parts of us that we don't like. And that's the way we stop hating them and stop being controlled by them, funnily enough. But we need awareness for that, not to feel good. Feel good is going to keep you in the same problem that people are trying to seek to get away from. Awareness isn't meant to be nice. That's the whole point. That's why it's courageous. That's why it's brave. That's why it's powerful, because we get to see things as they could be, as potential, rather than as we are, as if we are right. The breath that was given to us as a human being and the eye that we get to observe reality with is the correct reality, right? As if our flash in the pan of moment of time is the opportunity we have to be right. There's a right way to live, and I'm gonna live my life making sure that I do it by that is a wrong way to live. Because there isn't a right. And there is no arrival. There isn't a feeling good, so to speak. And the reason why I say that last one is because if we continually seek to feel good, then we continually miss all these other moments where we're actually alive. And we're only going to pretend to live in those moments because we're showing up in a way that's pretending to overvalue feeling good, as if that's an actual feeling. And so the beautiful thing about this, and the beautiful thing about learning how to recognize all the negative feelings or the bad feelings or whatever other terminology we want to give them, is that we get to actually turn them into feelings of worth, because we're actually acknowledging a big part of our human existence. Rather than going, I always feel anxious and I hate that part of me, it's like that part of me is giving me information about things that are so important. It's a core part of my healthy being. And when I see that, I realize that I do that because I love me and I want the best for me. And to see that no matter what happens, I want the best for me, no matter what shows up in the world, is the highest level of self-acceptance that I could possibly fathom. And to think that no matter what, even in my hardest times, I want the best for me is phenomenal, even if it doesn't look like the best in that time. It's the same way that the body autonomically wants to survive. It wants to exist. It wants to continue on. Our psyche is much the same. And so the opportunity we have to work with people and go down the path of awareness is pointing to this idea of becoming a witness, begin looking at self too, whatever other terminology you want to give it, of observing what's actually going on, rather than seeing it through our filters and our structures of mind, as if that's true in reality. We get to see, be more removed, and see the things that we've always seen are literally just a perspective from one person at one stage of development through a process of growing the fuck up. And the beautiful thing of that is that if we look back on like a 15-year-old version of us, they were doing the exact same thing. They were wanting to do things right. They were wanting to, and they're just waiting to arrive, right? So they're doing the best they could. And you look back and you're like, what a fucking idiot. How many things did that person get wrong? But you're going to do the same thing for where you are right now in 10 years' time. So move past that. Grow past that. Integrate that and understand that even that desire to feel good and to look back on a younger version of you as if they were wrong is because they want the best for you. You want the best for you. When we can understand that, we can stop trying and we start living right now with everyone around us and start showing the fuck up. Because what else is there? And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one, personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you want to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.